shindig just keeps getting longer. Oh, sorry. You're the maid of honor. Nice to meet you. I am. And hopefully you liked my speech better than the groom did. Like I told him, you can choose your best man, but you can't choose what he's going to say about you. Hey, everybody's human, including him. And everybody deserves to know that story about him. Everybody. I've been sitting on that one for years, 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 years. All my life, really. Pretty much since I was forming memories. He's been in them somewhere. He is. He's a great guy. Very human still. Like all of us, I guess. How about you? I wasn't sure who she was going to pick. I don't really know any of her friends. Yeah, the worlds just don't really cross that much, I guess, do they? Strange to think about. Just how many strangers, I guess. I mean, it's two families, but, well, I suppose they're strangers too, realistically. They've probably met, but a lot of the friends don't know each other. And there's a lot of those. This is a big-ass wedding. And the only thing it's got going for it is this. This open fucking bar. Can I buy you a drink? They're pretty good. I've had my share. Oh, yeah. Is it not an incredibly long day for you? It has been for me. I think I'm getting a stress headache. Yeah, I'll just go lie down. Or I'll just abandon him. My God. He'd never forgive me for that. More importantly, the bride would never forgive me for that. I'd never see this man again. Well, at least you're realistic. I'll stick it out. No, I don't think it's a hangover. Because I haven't stopped drinking. Besides, I've been putting away the water, too. That's why it keeps vanishing, and they keep having to refill it. I don't want to get a hangover. I don't know how long this is going to be. I've been here for 7 hours. It does not feel like it's ending anytime soon. It's nuts. What? Another dance? I thought it was just the one, and I already sat that one out. Oh, God, yes. I don't dance. I don't know that it's a guy thing. It's a me thing. Who knows? Why do you like to? Well, that's an abrupt impasse, isn't it? You seem to be holding up better than I have. Is she losing her mind too? Privately, of course. Good. Because it means she's normal. I've always heard that, though I guess I don't really have any other experience with it. That it's very normal for the bride and the groom to just be freaking out individually. It's a step they take, or intend to take, anyway, for the rest of their lives. So it's just a big commitment, and until the day actually comes, it's sort of theoretical. It's, exactly. It's not real yet. But now, it's real. So, now I'm just thinking about the way everything's going to change, I guess. Oh, yeah. Marriage changes it all, doesn't it? I mean, they already did in some ways, but now they gotta put each other first all the time. They're moving in together. I'm sure you knew that. I don't know whose set of parents is more old-fashioned, maybe both, but they weren't approved until they got married. But, I mean, she basically lived over there anyway. Not that I was going to put that in the speech. I joked about it, and he about fucking threw me out. I didn't think I was going to be best man after I made that joke, and that was just in private. Oh. So, what about you? This whole concept give you the jitters? I don't know either. It's kind of nebulous to me, I suppose. Not with anybody, so it's just sort of hard to imagine. It's a long, long way away. It's very theoretical for me. It's theoretical physics, kind of theoretical, you know? Really. I just wouldn't have guessed that, that's all. Well, you're very pretty. Just, girls like you don't stay single long. Because you're a catch. Good conversationalist, too. I don't know that I wear it super well. It's not even mine. I rented it. It's like half a size too big. Do you like the way it just sort of sloughs off of me? I tried to be prepared. But I don't know. In the back of my mind, I always thought he'd always be my best friend, you know? He'd always just, it's like it's midnight, it's 1 a.m. or whatever. I text him, he immediately texts back. He's up and he's ready to do some dumb shit. We go to a bar or we play some fucking game together or whatever and we hang out, but that's gotta change. And I'm realizing that he's growing up. Him, that fucking guy, that clown, is growing up. And he left me behind. Yeah, I know. It's dramatic. It just reminds me that there is more growth for me. Yeah. One step at a time. You're right about that. Baby steps for me, I suppose. But, what can you do? All right. I can do that. These drinks are very reasonably priced, so here you go. Sorry that it didn't get plopped down in front of you by some overly chatty bartender, but that's the best I can do, given the current situation. I don't know when this next dance you were talking about is supposed to be, but I can tell you right now, I'm not gonna be anywhere fucking near it. Just in case anybody tries to pull me onto the dance floor, including you. But if you'd like to go somewhere else and talk baby steps.